And a pleasant good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us once again this morning. Welcome to all of the visitors that have made their way to the area. We promise this is fall. It's not winter. It might feel like that outside, but it will actually start to feel like fall a little bit more as we get closer to the weekend. But what a great time to be in the high country. We have a lot of guests that will be in the area over these next few days. As we talked about yesterday with Mike Kelly, just remember to pack a little bit of patience while you're out on the roadways, especially Saturday with the Woolly Worm Festival going on up in Banner Elk, with Valley Country Fair going on in Valley Cruces, of course, Appalachian State with their homecoming weekend. Plenty of things going on, and that's just scratching the surface. There's a lot of other church events and different civic events going on, so just remember, be slow with your cutting off of people and make sure that you smile when you do so, all right? These are guests here, and we want to make sure that they enjoy their time here in the high country. Speaking of things going on, do want to start off our program, as we always do, and update your chamber calendar. We've got some big events coming up here as we round out the month of October. One of those comes up October 29th. This is a Tuesday, so a little bit different for us. Our next Business After Hours is actually going to be held at the Appalachian Theater. They held their first event back on Monday night, just a fantastic showcase for what has been 7-8 years in the making of a group getting organized to renovate this iconic theater downtown in Boone, and everything was kind of drawn up just as it was envisioned with Monday night's performance, a sold-out crowd, lots of folks in the downtown area before and after the show, and they've got plenty more things coming up throughout the month of October that will get folks out to the Appalachian Theater. One of those being this Business After Hours. That'll be Tuesday, October 29th from 5:30 to 7:30. You can RSVP at boonechamber.com. We do have limited availability with how many people we can actually get in the facility, so please do RSVP if you are intending on coming. Now, if you're an event planner or organizer, we'll be holding a special event from 4:30 to 5:30 that is a more functional tour of the theater. This is for people that need to know things like where power is located, where service elevators are, how big rooms are, and where different things can be applied from an event planning standpoint, photo booths, catering, those types of things. So if you're interested in coming to that, please contact the office at 264-2225, and we'll get you on the schedule for that event planners tour that will go on Tuesday, October 29th from 4:30 to 5:30 at the Appalachian Theater. We've got another event that I want to make sure is on your calendar. This is our next Lunch and Learn series event that comes up Tuesday, November 5th. It's called Companions for the Journey, and it will be orchestrated by Caldwell Hospice and Palliative Care. It will go on Tuesday, November 5th from 11:30 to 1 at the Hampton Inn and Suites in Boone. It's a great way to get more information about what hospice care is, when it can be applied, who qualifies, and what services are involved in hospice. You know, not everybody is placed into hospice care in the final days of coming through a health-related struggle. Sometimes it's months. My mother was a hospice nurse. She had patients for years that were able to take advantage of those services. So as we think about this from a business sense, you know, we all have employees and everybody has something going on. And if you can help one of your employees that may be dealing with a loved one that is involved with a chronic illness or a terminal illness that is looking for answers or looking for support, anything that you can find out about what hospice care is and how they can get connected with those services is certainly something beneficial that you can pass on to employees, friends, relatives, whoever. So again, this is Tuesday, November 5th. Great service being provided by our friends at Caldwell Hospice and Palliative Care called Companions for the Journey, 11:30 to 1 at the Hampton Inn and Suites in Boone. It's a $10 fee for chamber members, $15 for non-members. And again, you can sign up at boonechamber.com. Check out boonechamber.com/events for plenty more offerings that are out there. We've always got something going on, especially as we come down the stretch of fall and into the winter months here as well. Speaking of transitioning seasons, always a popular time to talk about health, talk about making sure that you are maintaining good habits and good physical health through the holidays. We all want to be at our best during those times. So we've got a great program for you today. Corey Furman from Boone Drug is going to join us to talk not only about this business here in town that just celebrated their 100th anniversary, but, you know, they've been doing things for a while. They've got some pretty good ideas on how you can take advantage of simple things in your life that can keep you healthy. We'll also talk a little bit about flu vaccines. That's on everybody's mind. You see those signs popping up just about everywhere now. And we'll get you the latest information on the flu vaccine, its availability, and what Boone Drug says that you can do to maintain your health here through a very busy time of year. So Corey Furman joins us on the other side of the timeout. You're listening this morning to Mind Your Business, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
At Cornbread Tactical, they live by the best of one philosophy. If you're gonna own a knife, gun, or outdoor kit, why have more than one over your lifetime? Get one that lasts. Buy one gun from Cornbread, and it will be the last gun you'll ever need. That's the best of one philosophy. Cornbread Tactical. Buy, sell, and trade today. On Rivers Street in Boone near Cafe Portofino and Ale House. On Facebook, too. Locally owned with the best gear and atmosphere in Watauga County.
Join us Saturday, October 26th for the High Country Breast Cancer 5K. Walking or running, you'll be making our community stronger. Know that every dollar raised stays here to help local people fighting breast cancer. Enjoy spectacular views, hot food, and photo booth fun. Runners can compete for prizes. Save the date, October 26th, and register online at hcbcf.org. That's hcbcf.org.
Okay, easy. Well, watch your step now. No, wait, don't do that. I told you that us hauling your new furniture was a bad idea.
I know, but it was so expensive.
Not at Appalachian Furniture. I got my whole living room set there. They delivered, brought everything in, and set it up for me.
Really?
Yeah, it was so easy. I even have a new dining room table coming in tomorrow.
Your home will look like you want it to with Appalachian Furniture. And yes, they deliver. Go today on 421 in Boone near the 105 bypass.
New message.
Your social security number has been suspended. If you do not contact us, your account will be deactivated.
Scammers are aggressive when they contact a potential victim. Social Security Administration employees will never threaten you for information or promise benefits in exchange for information. In those cases, the call is fraudulent and you should just hang up. Don't provide any personal or financial information to these thieves. Call the Social Security Fraud Hotline at 1-800-269-0271.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. You know, you walked outside this morning and it's like, where did fall go, right? If any of you walk a dog, you know the dog probably had similar thoughts. Mine ran out and in so fast, like I spun around on the front porch. But we are moving into that time of year where making sure that we maintain our health is obviously very important for us to maintain our daily business lives, personal lives. We get into the holidays and now you start getting into larger crowds and ranges in age with family members from young to old. And you just want to make sure that you're doing your part to be as healthy as you can so you can prevent others from maybe catching what you contract. If you've got kids in school, it's a little tougher to deal with this. Some of us have already gone down that road already this year. But thought this was a great time of year to bring in our partners at Boone Drug and talk about some of these issues along with a milestone that they have been able to celebrate here fairly recently. So Corey Furman joins us here today from Boone Drug. First of all, Corey, great to have you in, and congratulations on 100 years. I know you haven't been around for all of that personally, no. but what great staying power for a truly local business to be able to branch out as you have over 100 years and maintain that same community relationship that started on day one as it did on the day of the 100th anniversary.
Well, thank you. And it's great to be here today. I really appreciate the kind words. And it's like you said, the community involvement, and that's really what it comes down to. Boone Drug from the beginning back in 1919, it was all about serving the community. And that's really what we've carried throughout the years. As there have been changes in healthcare, changes in pharmacy, as Boone, obviously Boone is not the town that I grew up in the 70s. If you took me from the 70s and brought me here and blindfolded me and said, where are you? it'd take me a few minutes to realize I'm actually in Boone. And so it really looks different. It feels different. But what is the same is the feeling that you get from the people you run into, and that community is still the same. And that's what Boone Drug likes to try to continue and foster and recognize. That's the backbone of what we can do to glorify the Lord, to serve for the community. And that's what's kept us going.
You know, any business owner that's listening to this today gets impressed just out of the gate, no matter who you are, about being able to stay in business for 100 years. You add the complexity of doing that in the healthcare industry with pharmacy regulations changing quite a bit. Your imprint has changed quite a bit. Even the types of medications that are offered have changed quite a bit since the first shingle was hung. How do you as a company maintain the information flow and the trends that allow you to stay out in front of things as a locally owned pharmacy?
That's a good question. I've never really given it some serious thought as to what the actual formula is that helped us to maintain through all those transitions. I guess what I'd have to say is the number of people that have been involved in Boone Drug over the years, starting with Dr. Moose and OK and Wayne Richardson, and then and Joe Miller, my dad, Jim Furman coming in, John Stacy. So all of these people being involved, everybody brings something to the table that helps us to adapt to all of these changes. But the nice thing that is the same is, like what we talked about, is everybody's desire to love for the community. But everybody's focus and expertise in specific areas might vary. And I think that's really what helped us to be able to do this and to focus on the ability to care for the community, but at the same time, look at it and say, all right, what's also best to make sure that the business can stay afloat? You don't want to be cold-hearted. There are businesses out there that simply look at it and say, all right, what's the best thing for the bottom line? What can we do to make sure we meet these numbers here and there? But instead to look at it as the big picture and say, what can we do to make sure that we can maintain our ability to serve, and to look at it that way. So.
Corey Furman joining us from Boone Drug here this morning on Mind Your Business. And I think some of this all comes back to relationships. We were talking earlier that one of the beauties of Boone Drug and the pharmacy model is you've got access to a healthcare professional that you don't have to pay for. You don't have to buy something to walk in and have a conversation. The knowledge gained, the comfort that is gained from being able to have a trusted resource that you can walk in and ask a question to, and let's be honest, in a town like this, a lot of times that's your friend. That's somebody that you've been getting stuff, getting your medications filled for years and years, and you can walk in and say, hey, I've got a question. Can you help me with an answer here? And I think that's one of the more underappreciated things about any business is the relationships that can help you through the tests of time, but also create incredible loyalty and ambassadors for your business, because of those deep ties.
Yeah, and that's a good point about pharmacy as a whole, is that's the neat thing about the whole profession, is that if you need to have a medical question answered and you've got concerns about something, you have your options. You could schedule an appointment with your prescriber, your doctor, your dentist, whoever it is you want to get in touch with, and you can schedule that appointment, come in and see them when they're available. And they're very busy. They're obviously incredibly valuable in what it is that they do. But the ease of accessibility compared to the pharmacy obviously isn't there because of how their business is structured. But pharmacy, having its ties in retail, having its ties in retail makes such a difference that when you come into the pharmacy, you've got that pharmacist standing right there in front of you. So you walk right up to us, no appointment, no scheduling. You simply walk in and say, hey, I've got some questions. And then we're going to stop what we're doing to help answer that question, then get you satisfied and taken care of, then go back to what we were doing. And that's one of the really great things about pharmacy. You've got a healthcare professional that you could just call up on the phone or walk in and say, hey. So
what do you feel like in your experience some of those common questions are that somebody walks in off the street and needs to know like that?
Oh my gosh. they're all over the place. I mean, it really varies. We get questions like, how do I take this medication? Can I take this over-the-counter medicine with my medication? And then, of course, you get the myriad questions where the people come in and they say, all right, here's my symptoms. Let me describe this to you. What do you recommend I need to do? And this is such a good thing, too, if you think about the reality of this. Without the pharmacist, your only option is to go straight to the doctor. And now you've scheduled an appointment with the doctor, and the doctor sees you, and the doctor says, well, really, we could treat this over the counter. Mm-hmm. But if you come to the pharmacist first, and you sit down and you say, hey, what do you think? Should I go to the doctor based on these symptoms? And we can go over that with you and say, you know, I don't think you're there yet. Let's do this first. Try this for a few days, then go see your doctor. Or you know, something in between, and you just never really know. Sometimes people come in, and we look at them, and we're like, oh, my goodness. You should have gone to the doctor yesterday. Let's get you taken care of right now. So,
Corey Furman joining us from Boone Drug. We're going to take a timeout right now. When we come back, we're going to talk flu shots. That is something that, again, very topical. I think if you've had a conversation with anybody, especially in the last week or two, it's been led with or at some point in time included, hey, have you gotten your flu shot yet? We're going to tell you a little bit about what Boone Drug has available in that regard and just some things to think about as you are trying to maintain health at, again, a very busy time of the year as we get closer and closer to the holiday season. Corey Furman continues with us from Boone Drug after this time out. You're listening to Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
You are invited to Village Jewelers in downtown Boone to experience exceptional service at the best jewelry store in the area. It shows in the friendly faces that greet you and the fabulous selection of rings, necklaces, earrings, and bracelets, and a professional in-house repair department. It also shows in the time that we spend with you to make sure that each custom jewelry design project, repair, or purchase is exactly what you want. Visit Village Jewelers on King Street in downtown Boone and see why we've been voted the area's best jeweler.
Are you a nurse looking for a career where you can provide patients with the care they deserve? Caldwell Hospice serving the High Country has an immediate need for on-call and home care positions to serve neighbors in Ash, Avery, and Watauga counties. We offer competitive wages, great benefits, including a company car, and the opportunity to make a difference in your community. Don't delay. Apply today to be a companion for the journey. For information, call 828-754-0101.
Woo! The High Country's heavyweight Carhartt champion coming to you live. You're talking to the Carhartt wearing, Danner boot wearing, kids boots, woo! Wheeling, dealing, lowest pricing, high flying selection, son of a gun. And I'm having a hard time keeping these shelves stocked. Woo! Remember, internet and online, I'll kiss your boots if you can do it. But to be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo! And I'm saying right here in Boone, North Carolina, Moe's Boots is the man. Moe's Boots can't be beat. We're as confident as Ric Flair was that we have the best pricing and best selection around. Woo! Come see the high-flying, low-priced, biggest selection at North Carolina's premier Carhartt dealer. Woo!
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard from the two-time boot store champion. Don't mess with Moe's Boots, because his prices can't and won't be beat.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson visiting with Corey Furman with Boone Drug, talking all things related to relationships with your pharmacists, longevity in business, some great stuff thus far on what Boone Drug has been able to do and how they've been able to imprint in this community. Want to get a little bit more topical now in that, especially with our cold snap this morning, people starting to think a little bit more about flu shots and maintaining health through the holidays. That's something that's obviously very important as people begin to travel more, interact with more people. Let's go the flu shot route first. What can you tell us about industry as a whole and what Boone Drug has done to make sure that they can satisfy their customers for what is one of the more anticipated times of year for you guys, I'm sure?
Sure thing. So the flu vaccine coming in, Boone Drug has secured a very large volume of flu vaccine. We've got some. We've even got some more coming. We continually and perpetually are ordering it throughout the year. The senior flu shot is expected. There was a back order on that one from the manufacturer. That back order is expected to end next week. So that higher dose flu vaccine that's intended for senior citizens should be arriving next week at the Boone Drug Stores. And also arriving, I think arriving tomorrow, we've got another 500 doses coming in and then set to order another 1,000 coming the next week. So we have quite a bit of flu vaccine coming through. So we have a very large supply and we're ready to take care of people.
And how can people take advantage of that if they were interested in getting a flu vaccine delivered to them? What's the best way to do that?
So the nice thing about this, again, with the pharmacy, you don't have to schedule an appointment. You simply just show up at your Boone Drug Store and walk in and say, hey, I would like to get a flu vaccine. Pharmacists can administer it. We also secure some nurses to help administer it at some of our busier locations like our Deerfield store. Everybody knows that's a very busy location. It would really slow things down if the pharmacists were to step away to administer those flu vaccines. We'll do 90 to 100 a day.
Wow.
During the peak of flu season. Or flu prevention season, I should say. So for there, we hire nurses to come in. So again, no appointment necessary. Just come in, fill out the paperwork. We bill it to your insurance company. 99% of the time, your insurance company's not even going to charge you for it. There's no copay at all because they want you to stay healthy. So you just simply walk in, walk out the door. We'll even do the billing for you.
You know, you mentioned the higher dose for seniors, and that kind of leads into a thought all along, especially, again, at these busier times of year when they're just – there's more people, there's more interaction, there's more in and out, there's more opportunity to come across germs and people that are not well. The importance for senior citizens to stay vigilant on this type of thing, because, you know, we've all probably known someone who's been a little bit older in age and they've contracted something and that's led to another problem and another problem. How do you advise customers to maintain vigilance and making sure that they stay as healthy as possible?
Right. So it's very important, obviously, to make sure that we recognize what it is that we're fighting against. These are small microscopic organisms. A virus is they're mean little suckers. If you look at one under a microscope and look at how they work, they attack cells, they inject their DNA into the cell, and they actually destroy the cells as they replicate, and then more of them rupture out of that cell. It's kind of something out of a science fiction movie if you really study these things. So these guys are really mean. So it's more than just simply coming in and getting a flu vaccine. You've got to maintain that healthy lifestyle. You've got to make sure that you're getting enough sleep, enough rest, a well-balanced diet, all the things that you need to do before you're even exposed to it. Are you giving your body a fighting chance to make sure you're taking care of this? And then, of course, just going into the simple things of prevention. The one thing that everybody's waiting for me to say it, and they all expect me to say it, you know, hand washing, how important it is to make sure that you wash your hands. But I can't stress this enough to everybody listening to this right now. Think about the reality of this, everybody. When's the last time today you washed your hands? You know, you got up this morning, you took a shower, you took a bath, you washed your hands. Maybe you went to the restroom one time after that. And that's probably about it. Think about everything that you touched. A flu virus is going to live on a surface for hours and hours. Somebody coughs into their hand instead of coughing into their sleeve. Now they've got that virus on their hands. They go touch something, a doorknob. They shake your hand. Hand washing is something we cannot stress enough. So that's really, really important. Taking your vitamins, making sure that you're, again, that healthy diet, and lots of sleep. Sleep actually is very important. Your immune system needs that time of down cycle. You know, people say, well, I rest enough. You know, when I'm sick, I want to make sure I sit down in front of the TV and rest. Rest and sleep really aren't the same thing. So we really encourage you to get in those hours of sleep you need each night. So.
Corey, we've got about a minute left here. I know you've got a wide footprint here, but if you can let people know what the best way is to find the Boone drug that's closest to them and be able to discuss these types of things with pharmacists and just know that you guys and that friendly staff are right around the corner.
Sure thing. So Boone drug, the gentlemen who were taking care of Boone drug long before I got here did a great job to really expand our footprint. Boone drug now has actually 17 locations. locations in North Carolina and in Tennessee, and a partnership store in South Carolina. So we are all over the place. The stores here in town in Boone, we've got the Deerfield location across the street from the hospital. There's one at New Market Center. We have one King Street Pharmacy. That's our Boone Drug's second location. That location's over 50 years old. That one is located next to Earth Fair. And then we've got the Boone Drug at Greenway location, located downstairs from the Boone Pediatrics office. Then we also have a location, Village Pharmacy in Blowing Rock, up near the Foley Center. And then we have other locations in Avery County, Ashe County, Allegheny, and then four stores over in Tennessee. So we've if you go to boondrug.com, that'll give you a better idea of all those other spots, but all these are available to help you out with flu vaccine.
Well, Corey, thank you very much for your time this morning. Congratulations again on 100 years, and we know that you guys will continue to be a very significant part of this community for decades and decades to come. Thanks again for your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Corey Furman joining us today from Boone Drug. That'll wrap up this installment of Mind Your Business. We'll join you right back here again next week, same time, same place, on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.
Denim.